It's 90.3 KEXP where the music matters. It's the morning show, and I am here with Land of Talk live in our performance space. Good morning.
Good morning.
They played last night. You played hours ago.
We did.
Yes. We will talk more about the show in a sec, but I'd love to hear a song if you're ready.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk live here on the morning show. The new album is Life After Youth. They played last night at Numo's. They head down I-5 to Portland. And then looks like a lot of the rest of the West Coast as well. San Francisco and LA in the near future. And love the new record.
Thank you.
Yeah. Should get that out of the way right away. Really
Thank
like the
you.
Record. I think I heard Inner Lover first and this time next. And I just thought it was a great way to be introduced to the record. Very different songs, different energy.
Right, yeah, it was, Inner Lover does sound like nothing we've done before.
Yeah.
Because there's basically no guitar, except for just kind of decorative. But yeah, I thought that was like, it was a pretty deep, meaningful song, so.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You're going to play it in a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
we will.
You have another one first, though, before that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just what that means. Even so, I try to get through. Even lonely in my dreams. Now and then I like to get around. Now that you're alone, don't you live here? Someone's lies, they just get better. Is that song to touch your body? Feel it. It's gonna be worse. Don't say you're
want that one to end. Beautiful. God, that was great. Love the horns, man. Nice work back there. Land of Talk, live here on The Morning Show. The new album is Life After Youth. They played last night at Pneumos. How was the show?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
It was amazing that people were there. Like, it's been 7 years.
Yeah.
So that already, like, that sets the tone for, like, okay, we're back and people are back with us.
That
so,
must
yeah,
be
that
nice
was beautiful.
At shows when there are people there after so
and
many years
and they sing
off.
Along. Like,
oh, that's great.
They sing along. So, yeah, it's very moving.
Do you remember the first time you looked out in an audience and saw someone you didn't know singing one of your songs?
Yeah. No, yeah. Actually, at Bowery, when we played It's Okay, everybody sang louder than I was singing. And then I was like, I just let them sing the whole first verse because I was a bit, yeah, listless.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was looking back at your releases and I found your debut, the EP.
Applause to your boo hiss.
Yes. Well, I played that and then I realized it was my terrible handwriting on the review. I believe I couldn't read my own handwriting, but I liked it. I believe I said super cool. In my defense, I was 12 apparently at the time when I wrote that review.
Or your son wrote it?
Yeah, maybe.
Was he born yet?
No. Right, what year was it? 06?
Oh, my math isn't good. 07? Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's all a blur.
So you released, what, three, I believe? I'm going to get that wrong. But you released music basically up to 2010.
Yeah, like Applause to Your Boo Hiss, then mm-hmm. Some Are Lakes, Cloak and Cipher, yeah.
And then some time away.
Yes.
Was it away from music for you? Was it away just from releasing music?
It was maybe just more of like away from the industry. Mm-hmm. And also just taking a break because... before Land of Talk, I was in a band called Doppelganger. Before that, I was doing solo stuff under the moniker L.E.K. Before that, I was Liz Powell. Like, I'd been kind of on the scene and performing since I was in a band called The Valentines in high school. I've seemed to have been on stage since I was, like, 13 or 14. So I kind of came of age on stage. And I think I just wanted to get off stage for a while.
Makes sense.
But I didn't realize that until now that I talk about it in interviews. That seems like... You know how sometimes it just doesn't, things aren't clear until you kind of look back and you're talking about it. So yeah, I never thought about it. I just sort of, it seemed like a natural pause and it turned into like an extended hiatus.
Well, it becomes a thing when you're a musician, right? If you were at a different job and you took some years away to do something else, you're not going to get interviewed about it most likely.
Right?
Like, well, what was like, going on?
Yeah, and I'm surprised that anybody cared. Like, it's sort of like, people cared? Somebody sent me an email kind of like, where are they now? Like, we'd become one of those bands.
Right.
And I think that kind of was, I thought it was funny and it was flattering, but it was also like, well, I'm right here, man. I'm here. So, and then it wasn't until, yeah, Bucky... like came through town just subbing in for Besnard Lakes drummer and just called me up and said, come to the show. And then we hung out and he's like, let's make that record we still haven't made yet. You know, like let's continue the story of Land of Talk.
Well, you talk about taking a break from the music industry. And I have to say in the window that you were gone from the industry part, boy, that has changed even more. What was like the reentry into that for you?
It was beautiful because I saw so much more representation. If we're talking just about like, other women and other, just there were more faces and there was more diversity and there was more, yeah, I kind of looked out and saw more women and more people that I could relate to. And, you know, even like listening to like Courtney Barnett, that was like a revelation to me, just like rocking out, just that to me, that spoke to me. And then all these other bands that have kind of emerged since I kind of submerged. I'm just completely, it's like I'm having a whole new rebirth or like a renaissance or like a second sort of wave of inspiration.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're still in Montreal?
No, so I moved back like north of Toronto,
okay.
Orillia, Ontario, and that's where I was born and raised.
Oh.
So I kind of went back home, but now I'm kind of like half in Montreal, half in Orillia. I think I like that. I think I like to kind of never be just in one place.
Yeah, and you'll get asked about that too.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know,
I'll have answers.
Everything, I see so many articles right now, and it comes in waves, but about how the music scene in Canada, there's so much going on. And I thought, this kind of hits me, in Seattle gets this, and it's like, they'll never stop. There's a tremendous amount of great music coming out of Canada. Do you think it's just because the U.S. is just longingly looking at Canada right now, that there's more attention being paid?
Oh, gosh, well, there's that, but even before... like that, which we won't speak of because I don't want to give him any more. Let's just talk about hope and good things and moving forward. But I think we always romanticize like like, I romanticize like the Icelandic music scene, and I romanticize like I want to go to Brazil and play. So like I think, and we want to play Mexico because we think that's right. A crazy like awesome scene. So I would just chalk it up to romanticizing. The grass is always greener type of thing.
Sure.
But because there are great bands wherever you go, you just might not know of, you know, there's pockets of all these little scenes.
We started the show today. It did like 2 hours of just live cuts over the years.
Yeah.
And played some of my favorite. Do you have a favorite artist you saw live, or a song, or a moment at a show
Fugazi.
You were at? Was Fugazi?
Fugazi, Temple Bar, Ireland, and like in where is that, in Dublin? I think I remember I was at a hostel in Galway, and then I took a bus to Temple Bar. I think that's in Dublin. Anyway, I was like 18, and I watched them play. And I can remember the moment when they played Smallpox Champion, and I was behind a bunch of people, and one of the guys was wearing like these big glasses, and I remember watching the performance through like just like the little edge of the guy's glasses. And I can remember just like the feeling that washed over me, and just kind of, it was awesome being disarmed by Fugazi.
Sure.
And Bjork too. I saw Bjork at the Warehouse in Toronto. Like those are, I have a lot of those moments though, because it hits me, the music hits pretty hard.
Yeah.
For me, I'm sure for a lot of people.
Well, that's a very good answer. Yeah. Fugazi in Ireland's a very good answer.
Right.
All right. Speaking of good live bands, they're right here playing live here on The Morning Show. It's Land of Talk, and a song we mentioned earlier, you're going to play next. I love this one.
Thank you.
of Talk, live here on The Morning Show. It's like after a song like that, it's stupid to ask any questions. Just get, when you're ready for the next song, go right ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
Land of Talk, live here on The Morning Show with one of the best songs of the year this time, off one of the better albums of this year as well. And it's June, but it's going to be hard to top that.
Whoa.
Good work.
Whoa.
It's good to have you back, of course.
It's so great to be here. You guys have been championing us since the beginning. I might say we would be nothing without you guys.
Oh, that's awfully
nice. Thank you so much.
Well, I saw my super cool review on your EP, so we can prove it.
It's super cool.
Super cool.
We should re-release that because it'll be over the 10-year anniversary. It'll just be your quote will be on.
That's it. Just put. You can use
that. It's super cool.
It's super cool. John Richards, 2006, KXP.
We're doing that.
Well, it was a great EP. By the way.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
We enjoyed making it.
Land of Talk heading down to Portland tonight. Doug Fir should be a good show. If you're listening in Portland, go to the show.
Please.
And you got San Francisco? You got L.A.?
San Fran, L.A., then L.A., and then we fly home and then take a break and then some festivals and then going back in the studio and writing more.
That's great.
And recording more. Yeah.
Good. Congrats.
Thank you.
It's great news. Big thanks to our team here at KEXP on video, on audio, everybody who helps out on these sessions.
I just broke the fourth wall.
Yeah, it's true. The listeners, even including the ones right behind you who are watching this.
Oh,
in studio.
Yeah.
Freaked you out, doesn't it? So thank you to them for coming in and to you for supporting KEXP. Without your support of listener-powered KEXP, there is no independent KEXP having these sessions. So thank you. This is KEXP Seattle.